Okay. I'm going to be interviewing my mom. Her name is Denali. I chose this person because I care a lot about her. My mom is 42 years old. Yeah. What is your favorite family trip?
Oh, well, I have a really hard time. I have a really hard time picking favorites of things because I love different experiences, different things for different reasons. So I can, rather than saying favorite, I can tell you some that stand out in my memory. So, the family that I grew up in when I was a kid, we used to take a lot of trips to places of natural beauty. And so we went to a lot of national parks and went on a lot of hikes, did a lot of camping. And so I think just all of those trips really helped increase my sense of wonder and my love for nature. And then I think now I just love any trips with you and Alan and Daddy. And I feel like we travel so well together and I just love them all for different reasons.
Okay. What does family mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the most expansive definition of family that really feels right in my heart is that we're a human family. And so I believe that any person on earth, we can see them as family. And I think the more that we see them as family, the more we can work together and learn from each other. So I think there's so many different ways we can think about family.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so thankful for the many different configurations of family that are in my life and also the family that I live with.
What was the funniest thing that's happened to you?
Well, I love funny things. I really love laughing. And I feel like funny things happen every single day. And we just have to kind of notice them and appreciate them and take time to, like, see the humor in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't think of one particular funniest thing ever. I'll probably think of something right after the interview. But I'm remembering when I lived in a place called Dominica, and there was a lady there named Francilia, and she taught me a lot about humor. And whenever really, really hard things would happen, she would laugh. It doesn't mean that she wouldn't grieve or feel other feelings, but mm-hmm. ultimately she would laugh and she would say, you gotta find the humor even in the hard stuff. And she taught me a lot about laughter.
Okay. If you could change one thing in your childhood, what would it be and why?
Yeah, I think, I don't think regret is very helpful, but I do think it's good to kind of learn from our missteps. And I think there were a lot of things in my childhood that were wonderful. But when I look back, like with sadness, I think what I wish I could change was all the times that I wasn't kind. There were actually a lot of those. And I think I wasn't in touch with my own feelings as well as like you are. And no, it's true. I think I often masked them with unkindness, masked my big feelings that I didn't understand. I would just be angry or be mean. And so I feel sad about people that I was mean to and people that I hurt. I would change that for sure.
Mm.
And in case anyone's listening and hears a background noise, this is Special's little brother, and he's having some big feelings right now, but we're going to let him have his feelings, and then we'll give him lots of love and attention after. So please continue.
Uh-huh.
It's just the natural sounds of life right in your interview. It's all good.
Who did you look up to the most when you were little?
Let's see. That's a great question. When I was little, I had an imaginary friend when I was little, and it was a big monster, but not a scary monster. I never really thought monsters were scary. And so I had a monster that I would talk with a lot, and he would give me, he was just a good friend. He would listen, he would give me good advice. I think I looked up to my parents, but I think I wouldn't have admitted that when I was a kid. I had some aunties in my life that I really loved and looked up to. And I always really loved trees, and I looked up to them. Literally, I would love to like look up at them. And also just, I think being near to trees and climbing trees and talking to trees helped me a lot in my childhood.
Sweet. Go ahead. Do you think your childhood could have been better? Why?
Yeah, I think anything can always be better, right? So I don't think there is such a thing as a perfect childhood. But I got to spend a lot of time outdoors. I got to use my imagination a lot. I knew that my parents loved me. I mean, I had a lot of huge blessings in my childhood. But I think, I feel like kids of today have certain advantages. Like, I just think about how much more, like, your generation, especially Almia, understands, like, inclusivity and how much there is to celebrate about each other and our differences, and how much more you are in touch with your feelings. And I think your generation understands what it means to be human better than the kids in my generation did when we were kids. So yeah, I think each generation understands more deeply than the one before it.
Hmm. How do you think you ended up in life here? Right now.
Isn't that funny? I think that's a great question. I've read some poetry by some of the mystic poets from centuries ago that talk about like a circle being drawn around the spot where we now stand, like just how everything in life, you know, can leads us to where we are now. So I don't know. I kind of love the mystery of it, though. I definitely didn't plan a lot of the things that happened, and I think that's kind of great.
Yeah. What do you most regret from in high school?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be the same thing as I said about my childhood, like all the times I was mean and hurtful to people. Is a regret, and I think that was true in high school as well. I wish I would have been kinder, mm-hmm. and also like more like truthful about myself and who I was, and more in touch with myself.
Okay. Did you go to a lot of concerts and plays? If you did, which one was your favorite?
Yes. That was one of my favorite. I think art, that was another thing about my childhood that I'm so thankful to my parents for, is that they really helped me experience many different forms of beauty. So nature, I already mentioned, but also getting to go to shows. I think I went to my first like plays and Broadway shows when I was maybe like in middle school. And I remember seeing Phantom of the Opera and just being like having my mind blown, like just with the beauty of it. I was so astounded. And seeing Rent right when it came out, and I was just like so entranced by the music and the dancing and the harmony and the feelings. And then, yeah, I went to, I think my auntie took me to my first concert when I was maybe like 10. And then, yeah, I really, really love going to concerts and seeing plays. And I loved seeing Hamilton with you. I hope we get to see many more plays together.
Yeah. You have younger siblings. What was your favorite part about babysitting them when they were little and you were little?
Yeah, I was the oldest. I have a younger brother and a younger sister, so I did babysit them a lot. And we would play a lot of imagination games together, and that was fun. I think I was really bossy with them, though. I think I was kind of a jerk because I was the older sister. That's not an excuse, but I think I bossed them around a little bit, so it was probably more fun for me than it was for them. Because I would,
Is there anything else you want to share?
Oh, I don't know, but this was really nice. Thank you for interviewing me. And do I get to interview you? Can I share, ask you some questions? No. Okay. Well, in that case, I guess there's not anything else.
Oh, we're at my house, by the way, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.